And after 12 months, I had to go into the quarry carrying drills. And they were not little drills, they were 24 foot long and all steel, and a big head at the end where they used to, and you used to have to carry them down every to the blacksmith shop every time they'd been drilled.
And these drills were used for fetching granite
off the... They used to make, these drills used to drill holes into the stone 24 feet deep.
Did he use gunpowder then?
Yes, it was all gunpowder in tins, and a little packet with a cap at the end, same as they use the cap and cap today. They used, still use that today, no doubt. These are tins of powder. They used to, on the top of the face, they used to go down 24 feet, and every day, at breakfast time and then at dinner time, they used to put a little tin of powder down, and what we used to call spring, they used to spring them, put a bit of hay at the top, and it used to open the cracks all round. That's what happened with a little tin of powder. Well, when it comes through a week or a fortnight, the big tins used to arrive one day, and all the big tins used to run all round the cracks, and then there were thousands of tons of stone used to come down all at once. Well, we had a gentleman come from Scotland as manager, and he was one day, I was working up there one day, he was rushing the old lad named Frankie Foster, and he was an old man then when I was only a lad, but anyway, he was to get these holes off, and his experience and that, it failed him at the finish, because he went to put another little tin down after the first one had gone off 20 minutes after or so, and it was still smouldering at the bottom. And what happened, it dropped the powder down to him, up went his tin and him as well, and he was killed instantly. That was poor old Frank, and he's buried on Broomley's cemetery.